I'm going to be playing recordings by people, quite a variety actually, Nelson Eddy and Richard Crooks, Louis Armstrong, Sarah Vaughan, a nice duet from Buddy Clark and Dinah Shaw later. I'll introduce my singer of renown for this week.
Oh, Jerry, 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 you hard to get.
You're hard to get.
Jerry, now Jerry, I'll get you, yeah. Oh, Jerry,
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 don't you forget.
Don't you forget.
Jerry, now my Jerry, you'll be my pen.
And when I do, you'll soon find out just what love is all about.
Oh, Jerry,
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 you hard to get,
you're hard to get.
Jerry, now Jerry, I'll get you.
Cherry, written by Don Redman, sung by Louis Armstrong and the Mills Brothers in that recording from about 1940, I think it was. Here are two delightful songs for which the music was written by Sigmund Romberg.
When I grow too old,
Richard Crooks sang One Alone, written by Sigmund Romberg, Oscar Hammerstein II, and Otto Habach for the operetta The Desert Song. And the previous song, another composition of Sigmund Romberg, this time collaborating with Oscar Hammerstein II for the motion picture The Night Is Young in 1935, When I Grow Too Old to Dream, sung by Nelson Eddy.
Thank you.
That was the Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer song, Come Rain or Come Shine, sung by the soprano Maureen Forrester.
At stake, and then I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. Light-fingered clouds tuck the moon into bed. I feel your lips stand my heart on its head. Then comes the ache. Again I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. The flowers get happy and dance in the lane. The darkness no longer is deep. We're meant for each other. Just for a while, you'll be with me, and then the bubble will break. Again I wake up, it shouldn't happen. just for a while. You'll be with me and then the bubble will break again. I wake up. It shouldn't happen to a dream. It shouldn't happen to a dream.
The last two recordings were my little tribute to the American saxophonist and bandleader, Johnny Hodges. And the first, Daydream. Johnny Hodges and his band played that in 1940. It was written by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. And then the other recording was a collaboration. The songwriting was a collaboration by Johnny Hodges and Duke Ellington. It Shouldn't Happen to a Dream. It was sung by Sarah Vaughan.
A bachelor gay am I, though I've suffered from Cupid's dart. But never I vow will I say die in spite of an aching heart. For a man always loves a girl or two, though the facts must be confessed. He always swears the whole way through to every girl he tries to woo that he loves her far the best. At 17 he falls in love quite manly with eyes of tender blue. At 24 he gets it rather badly with eyes of a different hue. At 35 you'll find him flirting sadly with two or three or more. When he fancies he is past love, it is then he meets his last love, and he loves her as he's never loved before. A girl, as you've heard of old, is a kind of a paradox. She changes her mind more times, I'm told, than ever she does her frocks. And a man's like a moth around a flame, for it's nearly always found. He burns his wings, but all the same, the nicest part of Cupid's game is fluttering round and round. At 17, he falls in love quite madly with eyes of a tender blue. At 24, he gets it rather badly with eyes of a different hue. At 35, you'll find him flirting sadly with two or three or more. When he fancies he is past love, it is then he meets his last love, and he loves her as he's never loved before. At 35, you'll find him flirting
Bachelor Gay, written by the British composer James Tate, who wrote some of the songs for the musical production Maid of the Mountains. The singer was Peter Dawson in that recording from 1940. And I played that one because yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of the composer James Tate.
Love.
That recording of Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music was by my singer of renown for this week, Rosina Raceback, a mezzo-soprano born in Ballarat in 1916, distinguished career singing in opera in Britain, and came back to Australia in 1962 for the Australian production of The Sound of Music, and that was a recording from that year made with the Princess Theatre Orchestra in Melbourne.
Kiss today goodbye. The sweetness and the sorrow. We did what we had to do. And I can't regret what I did for love. What I did for love. Look, my eyes are dry. The dream was ours to borrow. It's as if we always knew. But I won't forget what I did for love. What I did for gone. Love is never gone. As we travel on, love's what we remember. Kiss today goodbye. And point me toward tomorrow. Wish me luck the same to you. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for kiss today goodbye. Just point me toward tomorrow. Wish me luck and the same to you. Won't forget, can't regret what I did for. What I did for love.
Bing Crosby sang What I Did for Love. That was written for the musical production from 1975, A Chorus Line, composition of Marvin Hamlisch. I'm going to take you back to the 1930s now.
Thank you. aboard sea. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. I began believing that moment I laid eyes on you. Never thought I'd be in heaven, but seeing is believing. Are my eyes deceiving? Isn't this paradise come true? My heart is in confusion, I've always had a doubt that anything like this could be. If this should be illusion, don't let me find it out. Don't take away my dream from me. Never thought I'd see an angel, but seeing is believing. You've got me believing in you.
Seeing is believing. So said Rudy Valley with his Connecticut Yankees, written by Stanley Adams and Milton Ager. And that was preceded by It's Only a Paper Moon. introduced in a New York review called Crazy Quilt of 1933, written by Harold Arlen, Billy Rose and Yip Harburg, sung by Peggy Lee Healy with the orchestra of Paul Whiteman. Time for a couple of delightful duets.
Good morning, morning glory. Good morning, what's your story? Good morning, where'd you spend the night? Where did your night dreams take you? Sorry, but I had to wake you. Precious morning light on me.
Oh, good morning, sleepy baby. You know, I'm thinking maybe I love you even more today. Every time you go to sleep, jealous of the dreams that keep you away from me. Good morning, morning glory. I'd like to thank the Sandman, for he let you wake up in my table set up.
It's such a lovely morning to see. 'Cause I had my morning glory with me. I had my morning glory.
Well, that's only natural.
It's paradise.
So satisfying.
satisfactory.
It's what I love to see, my dear. It's four-leaf clover time.
From now on, my heart's working overtime, but it's so wonderful.
It's wonderful.
You should care for me.
Bobby Gentry wrote Morning Glory and sang it with Glen Campbell. And Buddy Clark and Dinah Shore sang the Gershwin's composition, Swonderful.
The gentleman is a dope, a man of many faults. A clumsy Joe who wouldn't know a rumba from a waltz. The gentleman is a dope and not my cup of tea. Why do I get an idea that he doesn't belong to me? The gentleman isn't bright. He doesn't know the score. A cake will come, he'll take a crumb and never ask for more. The gentleman's eyes are blue, but little do they see. Why am I beating my brains out? He doesn't belong to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him half as well as I. The gentleman is a dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a love you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me. He's somebody else's problem. She's welcome to the guy. She'll never understand him half as well as dope. He isn't very smart. He's just a lug you'd like to hug and hold against your heart. The gentleman doesn't know how happy he could be. Look at me crying my eyes out as if he belonged to me.
Thank you.
every night I'm dreaming of you. Every night I want to whisper, dear, I love you, hear my song. Violetta, hear the song that's in my heart.
Beverly sang Hear My Song, Violetta, with Glenn Miller's band. And Bernadette Peters, The Gentleman is a Dope. I'm Graham. I hope you've enjoyed my program today.